Right now, he is a longtime assistant to Cass County State's attorney. He's running for East Central District Judge. It's a seat that's held by John Irby. But you know what? John's pulling the pin. He's retiring after 22 years. Ryan, good to have you back on News and Views. How you been?
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I'm great.
You just like wearing robes, or what are you running for this job for?
The only other one I have is purple and fuzzy, and so I needed an upgrade.
You got to quit wearing your wife's robe.
Yeah, there it is.
But why? Why do you want the job?
Yeah, you know, I think after this amount of time, I'm pushing 24 years on the career, and I think it's a good evolution for me. I've got the perspective. I've got, you know, the experience that I think to bring to the bench that is important. And I want to get myself out there and get the job. So
if I were a Cass County citizen, if I were an individual that might be in front of you, I'd want to know a couple of things clearly. Number one, you know, what experience have you had in courtrooms?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people want to be a judge, but they're not ready to be
a
judge.
No, and I do appreciate that, because I think that is probably my number one strength in this election, is that I have spent a lot of time in there, the Theodore Roosevelt, the man in the arena. I have spent a lot of time in there, in the trial courtroom, and in there doing the hard work and, you know, standing up for what I thought was right. And standing up for people that have been hurt. Those are the kinds of things that make a difference to me. And I think that translates very well to the bench.
Now, right now, you are a part of law enforcement.
That's correct.
I mean, that's what you are.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people that are going to decide whether or not to vote for you are going to think of two things. Number one, will you support law enforcement? Or number two, are you in bed with law enforcement to the point where I can't make my argument that law enforcement might have been wrong?
And that's such a great thing to look at, because I think that those kind of questions, the next answer I have are, you maybe don't really understand what I do. So as much as I do work with law enforcement, they bring me cases and I am constantly calling balls and strikes all day long. So when they bring a case to me and they're like, Ryan, we think we've got such and such, and I'm like, no, you don't have it, or yes, you do, or something of that nature. I am constantly judging their cases right now. That is a big part of what I do. And
it isn't always a popular thing.
No, not at all.
I think you're answering this pretty well, because it's you can really tick off some people that bring you a case and say, hey, and you say, you don't have enough evidence here.
I'm going back to the office as soon as we're done here, and I'm going to go have some, you know, fairly hard conversations. And I have to have those conversations with myself as well, when I look at things and be, you know, objective about it and go, okay, you've tried enough cases now, Ryan, over the years. Are we really going to win this? Do we need to send people back and say, you need to get more, or you need to do more things? And so I think, you know, in the hard conversations that I have with victims' families and with witnesses, it's the same kind of thing. I think people don't maybe understand or take a moment to peek behind the curtain and go, oh, this is what he does. And I'm doing a lot of that right now. And from an objective standpoint, to say, do I have enough? Is it the right thing to do? That is the number one thing I ask myself every day when I go to work. And so I want to make sure that that's the kind of thing that I take to the bench.
So I've gotten to know somewhat Wade Webb through the years, and Wade was contemplating running for, I think it was Congress, he was being encouraged to run for, and in the end he didn't do it. I think family played a role in all that. But the reason I mention Wade is to point out we're from different sides of the political aisle, but I've watched his work from afar, and what I've seen him do was put in that extra time to go do court where we're not just going to be throwing people in jail.
Yes.
We're going to sit in a room. I'm going to be able to evaluate whether or not you're adhering to what you promised you'd do, clean up your life, those type of things. I think that judges who do that proactively can, even if it's you succeed in only one out of three,
yep,
I think you're doing a great community service. Are you open to doing something like that if you become a judge?
It's so important. You know, you park the practice of law as a judge, and you really become a listener. And I think to do it right, you have to have a great amount of respect for not just the process, but also the people that come in front of you. And if you look at my 24-year career, I've had some major cases and some major prosecutions over the years where, you know, people have gone to prison for life. I have infinitely more cases where I have given people a break and I have said, nope, here's what we're going to do to make things work better for you. Or I don't even charge the case. You know, there's me protecting, you know, the potential defendants out there. So I have infinitely more of those cases where I'm saying we need to put somebody in treatment, we need to get them out of jail to do this, than I do the cases where I've really laid the, you know, put the hammer down on somebody or on a case that really deserves it. And so those cases are important, but they're few. The rest of the actual daily work I do is me listening and trying to see, do I really understand what's going on here and understand what this person needs to get better? Because unless I get a life sentence on somebody, they're coming out and they're going to go back into our community. And are they going to be productive, or are they just going to be somebody who's been institutionalized? That matters.
Yeah, it does. So it's good to hear that. I, you know, to me, judges that have that type of opinion, that I think you said it all when you said, look, they're coming out. I mean, do you want them to be a productive part of our society and our community? I mean, that's a huge question in all this. I have to ask you this. You look at the Cass County Jail. You look at any jail. And the one thing that anybody who administers that jail would tell you is there's too many people in it. And so the question becomes, as a society, are we just flat out not behaving as well, or are we over-prosecuting?
You know, and the over-prosecuting I don't feel and see, because I think in Cass County we have a really thoughtful and deliberative process, and prosecutors and judges and public defenders and everybody. What I see, unfortunately, right now is, you know, I have the front row seat to the epidemic of drugs, alcohol, and mental health. And so many of my cases, I used to work in front of a judge years ago who said, listen, Ryan, all my cases are drug cases. It's the murders, it's the rapes, it's everything. And I once had, many years ago, I had a medical examiner call me, and he goes, Ryan, I got some big news. You got to call back. Okay, so I call him up, and I said, what is it? And he's like, you won't believe this. Your victim doesn't have any drugs or alcohol in their system in a murder case. And I said, what do you mean? Why is that interesting? And he goes, it's the first time in 12 years I've ever seen that. So what do we mean by that is those kinds of things are so important to focus on for us in the criminal justice mm-hmm. system, and especially judges, to understand, am I being productive here, or am I protecting? There is a huge role to protect society.
So in other words, if we focus on that, if we get our arms around that, we can help the other side of this.
Yes, absolutely.
Ryan Youngren is our guest, a longtime assistant Cass County State's Attorney. He wants to be a judge. He wants to be the East Central District Judge. How do you run a race for judge?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So I think a lot of it is just getting out there. Hopefully people that know me will say, oh, Ryan Youngren, okay, he's a guy that, you know, that I can trust, that I can talk to. That's a really important one for me, because judges become listeners. Mm-hmm. And so that's important, the respect part of it as well. You know, he respects what we do. I've taught up at the law school for just about 15 years, and I teach both sides. I teach everything that we do. But I think it's kind of like, okay, so I need somebody to watch my dog. Gee, I wonder who Joel has watch his dog. Let me give him a call. And so I kind of hope that people go, who's Ryan? Let's ask the people he knows that he's taught faith formation for, that he's coached sports for, which I've done all of those things. I've been very active in the community. I'm on the board at FMCT. What do these guys think about Ryan and working with him? Because all of that I'm very proud of.
Okay, now I'm hoping you're different than Al Carlson, who was in here yesterday, in terms of people being able online to find where you're at.
Yeah,
I mean, do you have a Facebook page?
We do.
Okay,
yeah.
Where do people find out more about you?
Ryan Youngren for Judge is my Facebook, and so we're posting on that. We put some stuff up yesterday, and we might even put the Height Camp show on there. So
there
we'll
you
see.
Go. Put the link. That means you got a podcast there, Abigail.
We're recording. We're already on.
There we go.
I love it.
So anything else you want to tell people before you leave?
I thank you very much, and look forward to serving the citizens of Cass, Trail, and Steele County in the East Central Judicial District. So
okay.
Thank you so much.
So it is a bigger area than I probably thought.
Hillsborough, Mayville. Yep. I'll be up there too. So
Trail County has a jail, right?
Thank you for asking that. It's something I should know and don't, but they have a courtroom in Hillsborough. And so there must be up in that area a jail as well.
Okay.
And so
yeah, I mean,
sheriff and everything
I just
else,
look at so much of the reason I say that is because Cass County takes on a lot from the other counties.
Yeah, they do.
You know, Jesse and I have talked about that a number of times.
There might just be holding cells and stuff up there. I don't know.
Okay, well, you're going to find out.
I will.
You know, any special robe you're looking at? Any,
yeah, I don't know.
Don't wear any Viking clothes underneath
just
it.
Just one that's
not being fair.
So. Anything that's not purple and fuzzy, I guess. So
Ryan, good to visit with you.
Thanks a lot.